It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, on this weekend show, we are going to get an update on crime-related activity in Calaveras County. Pleased to be joined in the studio today by Sheriff Rick DiBasilio. Sheriff DiBasilio, thank you for coming back on Motherlode Views.
Absolutely. Anytime you know that, BJ.
Well, first off, crime trends in Calaveras County. What are you noticing right now as sheriff?
Well, I'll start off by saying Calaveras County has the lowest crime stats, one of the lowest crime stats in the state of California. We're doing pretty good. We do have our moments, like everybody. We get the Murphys or the Arnold or the Valley Springs areas where something happens and, you know, the people get in a little bit of an uproar. It's typically one or two people. Once we relieve those people of their freedoms, then the problem seems to go away. So overall, we're doing pretty good, though. I mean, I know Arnold had a couple of vehicle accidents into the buildings. Our substation actually got driven into by a drunk driver here a couple days back. But overall, we're doing pretty good. Things are pretty uneventful, we'll say.
No injuries at the substation when the building got hit?
No, no one was there. The substation was closed. It was early in the morning, I think. I don't remember when it was. Actually, late in the evening, I think. But, yeah, there was no one around.
I saw that you were one of the speakers at a recent town hall that was put on in Murphy's with the community club. You mentioned crime in Murphy's and places like Arnold. You know, what can you tell us about that town hall and kind of the message that was relayed?
Well, the town hall was actually pretty good. It was set up by our supervisor, Marina Calloway. She did a great job in putting this program, putting it together along with the community club. They were concerned because they're, again, we're back to that one or two people that seem to cause a lot of problems in a small, isolated area. So there were some concerns, so we put this town hall together to dispel some of the concerns and a lot of the Facebook social media rumors that were going around. There was rumors that, you know, we have speeders going up and down the road. There was rumors of crimes occurring within this Murphy's area and the sheriff's office not responding or not following up or whatever the case may be. And the unfortunate part is, in our line of work, we can't always give all of the information that we know because it would inhibit the progress of an ongoing investigation. So we explained that to a lot of the folks. And then a lot of the problems they were concerned with was the speeding going in and out of Murphy's. As you well know, downtown Sonora is narrow and it's very busy, as is Murphy's. You know, folks want to put speed bumps and change the way the road actually works. And we had one of the supervisors from the county road department come out, and CHP was there and talked about that it takes about 3 years to get a traffic survey done. So it's not something, it's not an overnight fix, unfortunately, as far as the traffic problem goes. And as far as the crime stats in Murphy's as a whole, again, super, super low. We've had one or two people that have caused some problems. We've got them under control. So hopefully those crime stats will go down and people will realize that they still live in a very safe community.
Calaveras County, you mentioned one of the lowest. Is it per capita? Did you say it was like fourth lowest in the state of California?
Yeah, we're number four or five in the state. So it's very, very low. So we're doing very well.
That's to make you happy as sheriff of the county?
Absolutely. Well, that just means that we have good people that live within the community. People keep an eye out for each other. The neighborhood watch programs work out great. Our volunteers are phenomenal in doing checks on residents during, you know, vacation rentals and people going on vacation. So it's been a good deal.
What would you say are some of the biggest challenges right now facing the sheriff's office?
Probably still, I'd have to, like I said last time, our staffing levels. We've had some retirements. We've had some people that actually retired out because they didn't want to be cops anymore. We actually, here a while back, had a deputy who we put through the academy. Got through the academy completely. The day he got hired, the day he actually was going to hit the straits, he said, yeah, no, this is not for me. So staffing is probably one of our harder hurdles to get over. And keeping people, we were full for a minute. It was actually kind of nice. But then we had some retirements and some people that quit. But overall, we're doing good. The staff that we have is phenomenal. And picking up the extra shifts that they need to when they need to. So we're doing good. But that would be the biggest hurdle right now would be our staffing.
You know, being a rural area, recruiting people to a rural area, is that a positive or a negative? Is it challenging or a draw?
It's challenging. I've actually pulled a couple people that come up out of the valley because they make more money. I mean, that's just the bottom line. They can almost double their money by going to the valley. So money is a huge, huge factor in it. Again, I've had a couple of guys. I had a guy come up actually from Oakley PD not that long ago. He just was tired of the, you know, go, go, go all the time. And he's getting a little bit older. He has a family. And he was ready to be able to do the job efficiently and follow up on his own cases. So we are able to recruit what we call a lateral. It's somebody who's been a cop somewhere else. But most of our people come from the academy. And that makes us a training ground, much like here in Tuolumne County. You get people out of the academy, they spend a couple of years, and then they chase the money. And you got to understand, BJ, that if you start out as a cop at 22 or 23 years old, or whatever your age is, and you go down in the valley and you're making double the money, that also makes your retirement fund a lot bigger. So there's a lot of reasons why it's difficult to get people to stay in the rural areas. The biggest thing is, I don't know if you've seen our video on the sheriff's office, our recruiting video, live where you play, mm-hmm. or work where you play. And that is the best thing about Tuolumne and Calaveras County. It's a beautiful area to work in. It's a beautiful area to raise your children. And it's a great place to work.
I want to ask you next about some seasonal things. It is August. We've had some close calls so far when it comes to wildfires in Calaveras and Tuolumne County as well. What advice do you have for people as we approach kind of one of the more dangerous times of the fire season?
Pay attention. If you're towing a trailer, make sure your chains aren't dragging and you don't have a flat tire. You're not getting out into the grass. You're not parking your vehicle in the grass. Catalytic converters run about 1,200 degrees, so it starts fires very easily. Some of the concern that we have is our homeless people. I don't know if they're roasting hot dogs on the side of the road or in their campsites or what they're doing, but we've had a few fires set by some homeless encampments, which is a huge concern. But people just need to pay attention and just be prepared. Be very, very prepared. Have your escape route ready to go. I know in Calaveras County, we started a new program to where we give you a... it's like a ribbon, for lack of better terms, so that if we do evacuations, if you've left, you can put that evacuated sign up on your mailbox out at the end of the road. So when a sheriff's deputy or, God forbid, we have to bring in other people from, you know, other areas because the fire's gotten that big, that they know that, okay, we have an evacuated sign. There's nobody at that house, so we can not waste our time going to check for people and go to the next house. So that's a program that if people aren't aware of, they need to call us and then call Lieutenant Stark at the Sheriff's Office to see about getting that. Cal OES in Calaveras County has some of those evacuated signs. So they need to be prepared and they need to know their escape routes.
Yeah, communication is key during those times, and I imagine that would be beneficial to the sheriff's office knowing that they are out of there.
It is, and again, it's more that it saves us time from having to go to check a home when typically that home would have been empty, but we didn't know. Now we know, we drive up, we don't have to search for anybody. We can move on to the next place to try and help people get out safely.
Need to take a break. We're talking with Sheriff Rick DiBasilio of Calaveras County on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment coming up in just a minute.